If you bark, meow, quack, whinny, or have someone in the house that does, this is the talk show for you. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, in this segment, we're going to talk with your aquatics manager at the Pruce Pet Store in Old Town. Steve Oberg is on the line. Welcome to the show again, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve, one of the things that I have observed to Rick is how cool some of the fish tanks are that are in your saltwater section. But I know that for some people, they just don't have the ability to necessarily maintain them on a regular basis, but they want them in their place of business. So my question to you is, where have you installed tanks like that that you guys are maintaining? How big are they, and exactly what services do you provide?
Sure. Yeah, if you look at many businesses and even homes in the, well, across Michigan, but primarily here in mid-Michigan, we've maintained tanks, you know, as little as a few gallons, you know, on up through hundreds of gallons. And those tanks might be saltwater tanks, might be freshwater tanks. There's really quite a diversity. You can see tanks at the Cheddar's restaurant out by the Lansing Mall. You've been seeing tanks in the Playmaker shoe store for going on a couple decades now. And there's quite a few all over the place.
Yeah, and MCG Theaters is one that comes to mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and one of the things that I've noticed is that when I've seen them, actually I've seen them more in medical offices and hospitals, but they all seem to be different. Do you guys actually match up the tanks and the fish and the decor to the actual place where they're being placed? I mean, how custom can custom get?
Well, custom can truly be completely tailored to the client and completely tailored to the room that the aquarium will be in. You know, we offer custom furniture out of a variety of different hardwoods to match the decor that's in the area. Of course, we have tanks that are round, tanks that are flat, tanks that are long. Really, we can do, you know, any kind of a layout with that. With what's going on inside the aquarium, you know, we might want to go with a vibrant fluorescent coral reef, like you were referring to the tanks that you saw here in the store, and like the tanks at the NCG Cinema. We might instead go to more of a rock African cichlid biotope, which would be teeming with a dense population of really vivid freshwater fish in all colors of the rainbow. Or we might go with a lush green live planted aquarium, and any of those different tanks would be more fitting to one waiting room or one living room or the other to make sure that it's the most tailored to that area.
And sometimes even the temperament that you want to have, you know, the cadence of what that waiting room's all about might make a difference too, yeah?
Oh, for sure. Well, for example, the vibrant coral reef tank, I often look at as a very energizing tank. It's one that you look at and you get excited and you look at every inch and every space and there's just life everywhere, and it's a very... It gets you out of your chair.
Visually stimulating, yeah.
Versus the live planted aquarium, that's one that you can sit back and just kind of melt into it and really get a relaxing, calming feeling out of. And there's a whole different palette of colors and textures in each of those two different tanks. So they're really quite unique from each other.
And, Steve, what do you do to maintain those tanks on behalf of the clients who hire you to do that?
Well, on a regular service visit, we, of course, do the aesthetic benefits of cleaning any algae that might be in the tank, cleaning the outside of the tank, and, of course, doing full water parameter checks to see what's going on inside the tank. We maintain the equipment. We maintain a regular replacement schedule so that we're not going past the usable life of things like light bulbs, filter pads. We really... It's kind of like a vet visit right there in the client's office or in their home, where we're actually doing a full diagnostic of that whole environment. We're looking at the behaviors of the fish. We're looking for any symptoms of stress so that we can solve those problems before we end up with a disease or a larger issue.
And how often do these maintenance visits take place?
They might be weekly. They might be monthly. They might even be once every 6 months, depending on the role that the staff on site or the homeowner has in the aquarium. Some folks want a hands-off, beautiful picture on their wall, And as a result, you know, we're out more often. Some folks are really into their aquarium and really into the hobby of maintaining it, but they like the peace of mind of the support that we offer through occasional visits. So they'll have us come out less frequently.
And when it comes to the fish in the tank, how much of a role do the customers have in terms of choosing what kind of fish that they want to have in there and the changing of that, which I'm sure doesn't happen all too often, but if they want to enhance the tank with a new addition or something like that?
Sure. Yeah, the clients can be as involved as they would like to be. They can certainly schedule an appointment at the store and look through a variety of different fish that would be compatible or other organisms that would be compatible with their environment and the other things that are in that. They could also, as many clients do, give us they put the responsibility perhaps on their maintenance technician of making their tank look nice. They might give the technician the advice that they like yellow things or blue things or whatever that their tastes are, and then they give the technician the freedom to pick out the best, you know, most appropriate wow factor, you know, for adding those organisms.
We're speaking this morning with aquatics manager Steve Oberg from Pruce Pets in Old Town. Steve, when it comes to managing the tanks on a regular basis, I would imagine that the feeding is something that the folks have to do on an everyday basis. But one of the things that I've noticed is some of your tanks are in 24-hour locations. Does that mean that you guys are also, unfortunately, having to service those tanks at some weird hours?
We do on occasion. One of the services that we offer is a emergency service where, regardless of the time of the day, regardless of the day of the year, that number is available so our clients can call if they have a problem, if they have a concern, maybe they have an event coming and they just want to make sure everything looks perfect and the timing of a regular service didn't sync up with that. Those are always available so we can get out there real quick and provide whatever assistance is needed. And we're, of course, available here at the store, too. So some clients will choose to call the shop and have us help them here at the pet store, walk them through a situation.
Yeah, and I think I want to at least bring up to the listening audience that those types of, you know, the quality staff that goes out in your home, at least if somebody has their own aquarium and they're not thinking about anything but their own journey in the hobby, They can get that same quality staff help, but more from an advisory role right here in the store. Steve's there far too many hours, and he can answer questions. I can answer questions, but we have just I'd have to call him an award, a world-winning staff there that are more than anxious to answer any questions.
Well, I can honestly say that the fact that I can have a gorgeous fish tank in my house or in my business, take all the credit for it, and know that I've actually got the quality people of Pruce actually doing the work behind the scenes can make me look awfully good in the eyes of the people who see it. So kudos on a job well done, Steve, because I've seen the tanks that you guys do, and they're beautiful.
Well, thank you. Another service we do offer that we didn't mention is moving aquariums. If people are moving from one part of the state to another, or perhaps just replacing their flooring and need to temporarily move the tank so they can, put in a hardwood floor or replace carpeting and that. And that's a frequently called upon service as well, because it's not exactly a simple task to move a 200-gallon tank teeming with fish and other life.
No, I can't imagine it is. I would imagine that's a great stress reliever, which would make our previous guest, Dr. A.J. Shaw, much happier that people are getting rid of that stress and using the professionals to do that job. So thank you for being on the show, Steve. We really appreciate your talking about this.
Excellent. Thank you.
Rick, on next week's show, we're going to have another interesting conversation. We've got our friend Rich Johnson coming in from Invisible Fence to talk about some of the pet containment things that they've got going on and a variety of other subjects relating to dogs. So that's going to be the conversation we'll have next week. But in the meantime, on behalf of our producers, Holly Rotter and Nick Casey, and my co-host, Rick Pruce, this is Lee Cohen wishing you a great week. a great Memorial Day holiday, and a reminder to please take darn good care of your pets, even on a holiday weekend. We'll see you next Saturday here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.